Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of GSU E&I Radio, and we're live at Demo Day for the Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. And we got a treat for you right now. We got Marcus Ruzick with Senior Program Director with the Marcus Foundation, one of the sponsors and underwriters of this great program. Welcome, Marcus.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about the Marcus Foundation for the handful of people who aren't aware of what you are all up to.
Absolutely. So while my name's Marcus, it's coincidental.
Yeah. Sure it is.
The real
you only
Marcus.
Applied for jobs that
That's
had Marcus
right.
in the name.
Exactly. The real Marcus is Bernie Marcus, the Home Depot co-founder. And, you know, Bernie, obviously an entrepreneur, started one of the greatest businesses that our country's ever seen. Passionate about entrepreneurship and inside of our free enterprise portfolio, which I help the foundation with, is where we support programs like this.
So you were part of the first year's cohort, and now this is the second year's. How have you seen this program evolve?
Yeah, I think we're really happy. I think that the program, specifically this cohort, had to get through obstacles the first did not.
Correct.
While I don't know that we could say massive growth or, you know, but evolving, it had to. It had to adapt. It had to overcome, you know, this pandemic and all the challenges of COVID. So I think we're seeing the way that the program has grown. They're able to do more things remote, less in person, and still able to capture really great talent and businesses.
Are there any learnings from having folks go through this kind of a challenge and this chaos? Because like you said, starting a business by itself is its own kind of obstacle course, but then you throw in a pandemic on top of that and a lot of remote and virtual learning that had to occur. That degree of difficulty is exponential. Is there any learnings from having gone through that can be transferred, maybe not even maybe in future versions of this event, but also in other things that Marcus is touching?
Sure. Oh, hands down. I mean, I think that everyone has had to kind of learn, and I think the world is different, you know, today than it was a year and a half, 2 years ago. And much of the learnings from that is that, you know, the marketplace has changed. Entrepreneurs have to adapt to it. It actually created a lot of opportunity for different people who could think outside the box to start new ventures. And, you know, for us at the foundation, it taught us a lot about our respective grantees and a lot about the organizations that we support. Some of them weathered it in different ways, and we were also able to kind of illuminate just more holistic pictures of these organizations. And so from that, I mean, we've learned a ton, and I think that it's going to help us in the long run.
So now, how do you see the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem through the eyes or the lens of this kind of an event? This is, it's named Main Street for a reason. Mm-hmm. The folks around this room aren't all super high-tech, you know, future unicorn-type companies. Yeah. They could be just regular folks that have an idea that could be change them and their family and their community, but might not necessarily become a household name around the world.
Sure.
I think every entrepreneurial ecosystem has to kind of have a showcase for these kind of folks, too. It can't all just be the, you know, multi-billion dollar winners, then everybody else is a loser.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think here in Atlanta, between this program at Georgia State and another program that we support at Georgia Tech called CreateX, we're truly fostering and putting in the hands of young people. Hey, you've got an idea. Thank God for our free market capitalist
right.
system, which gives you the opportunity to run with that idea and turn it into a business. And kind of through those veins, I think we're seeing that we've got so many people that with an adapting marketplace, they're able to take the things they've learned. Also, their experiences growing up have been different than current, you know, older business leaders. And I think that they're able to adapt those things and put programs and products out into market that are just new and innovative. So we're seeing a lot of it in Atlanta because of these two programs, and we're really excited to see, you know, not everybody needs to be an entrepreneur of a multi-billion dollar company. Small business is what runs this country, and
right.
And small businesses is what employs the majority of the people in America. So we want to see more of that.
And then in order to see more of that, though, that entrepreneurial mindset has to kind of be taught to younger people, I think, sooner and more often, because a lot of times you see the entrepreneur kind of vilified, and they're sometimes portrayed as kind of evil, greedy exploiters, mm-hmm. when in reality, they're the heart and soul of most communities. They're the ones that are grinding and doing the work that really are helping communities survive and thrive, especially in these chaotic times.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And I think that, my boss, Bernie, tells a story regularly about the Home Depot, right? One of the just incredible companies. And he sadly says, with some regularity now, because of government regulation and overreach, if he were starting Home Depot today, he wouldn't be able to do it. They were able to do things, back in the 70s and 80s and the early days of the Home Depot that government overreach and regulation have totally tamped now. And so I think that, fighting for the small business is incredibly core to what the Marcus Foundation is all about. Like we said, they are the job creators in this country, and ensuring that they have the freedom and the liberty to run their businesses the way that they want to run them is incredibly important.
So what has been your impression of this event?
I mean, so far it's been really great to see just kind of the outside-the-box thinking. You're seeing a lot of these young entrepreneurs who have great ideas, and they're looking at approaching their given markets in different ways. And I think it's really cool to see how they've persevered through a crazy couple of years. We're really encouraged and believe that through programs like this, we can get entrepreneurship back on the map. We can get people much more interested in not going to school just thinking, one day I'm going to go work for somebody else, but instead I'm going to go find problems and I'm going to solve them. And also, I hope that they're able to see through this and understand that it's because of philanthropy. It's because of former successful business people who stepped out, took risk, and made money. And because of that, now philanthropically, they're able to look at programs like this and support them. And I think that's huge for them to see.
Right. It's the entrepreneurial life cycle. I think that the folks that have battled and have won, they giving back is just part of their DNA. That's what helped them be successful to begin with. They were customer-centric.
Hands
so
down.
Then
yeah.
it makes perfect sense that if they have achieved something, they want to give back because they're customer-centric.
Yeah, hands
so
down. Absolutely.
It makes perfect sense to me.
Bernie talks about it all the time. He says in our country today, a lot of the problems, he used to do what's called store walks at Home Depot, where he would just go into any Home Depot. That was his work for the day. He'd go find a store on his own, and he'd walk the store, and he'd talk to the people, the associates on the ground. And he says, like today, there's not enough people walking the stores, walking the halls of America and listening to people. He says all the time, Home Depot is really a story of the CEO and a lot of his executive staff just stepping down and talking to people that normally they would never talk to. And because of that, what they glean down on the aisle and they bring into back to the headquarters totally changed the culture of the company.
Right. And that's what a lot of the advice to these folks that here in this room that are starting businesses is to talk to your customer.
Yeah.
That's one of the basic tenets of starting a business is get to know your customer. Customer discovery is a core tenet of every startup. So you have to do that not just once and you're done. That's like an everyday thing.
Yeah. And seeing how your business is going to evolve the more you do that. Right. I mean, evidence-based entrepreneurship is the plan that works. So I think that the more and more they can get to their customers, they can learn from them, the better off they're going to be.
Right, and realize that the customers have the good ideas. Their job is to execute what the customer wants.
That's well said. Yeah, very well said.
So if somebody wants to get involved or learn more about the Marcus Foundation, what's the best way to connect with you or somebody on your team?
Yeah, it's hard to do. We don't have a website, so scour the internet. No, but I think, good programs like this and a lot of the things that we support in Atlanta and Georgia, but really nationally, the Marcus Foundation funds across the spectrum, everything from, medical and scientific research, clinical care. We fund a lot in the Jewish community, as well as we support veterans across the nation with different programs, children at a very high level. So Bernie's incredibly philanthropic. Free enterprise, free markets, and entrepreneurship is core to everything that we do.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.